Good morning. It is 8:15. Galesburg's Morning News. Well, we are not far off from the Taste of Galesburg. I'm like, what? Everything's been canceled this year. There can't be a Taste of Galesburg. How could there be? Well, because it's a little bit different format for it this year. Thanks for being with us here this morning. And here to talk more about it are the organizers of the Taste of Galesburg, Craig Boynton. Craig, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning to you. Doing well.
Deb Craddy, good morning. Deb, how are you today?
Good morning.
All right, so here we go. A little bit different format this year, and A, it's going to be done, one, because most of the restaurants are open. That's a good thing. And they were all, for a while, we had carry out a lot of them, so it's just going to be a little bit similar thing, Taste of Galesburg to go. All right, so Craig, this is, we've all talked about how crazy this year is and different things, and we thought, well, no events are going to happen, but it's great that you guys came up with a way for this to happen. How did you kind of come up with this format, and when was that decision made?
Well, Deb, myself, and Sue kind of got together and started talking about what we could possibly do that would help benefit the restaurants, showing our support this year, as they've always supported the event. And we felt that this was a way that we could pull from our rainy day fund and do some advertising for the restaurants, and also let people know that these restaurants are open and they need your support.
Yeah, so that's the thing. And because when the restaurants actually participate in the event as it normally is, it's not necessarily easy for them, because a lot of them have staff there at the Taste. They have staff at their restaurants also, because right. Most of them are still open. So it's not necessarily an easy night for them.
Right. It's very difficult. And that's the nice thing, is they've been hit the hardest, but this year there's some people who are able to participate because they didn't have the staff before to do both. So that's exciting too. So it kind of gives a benefit, even though it's a hard time.
Well, okay, so let's talk Taste of Galesburg to go, a little bit different format. Let's talk about it, because it's not a one-night event now either, which makes sense the way it's set up now, because it's one thing. But even for those that go to the event as it is, you can't hardly walk around and taste everything there, because you will feel miserable, which I normally do anyway afterwards,
right.
But which is fine. It's a good miserable, though.
Yes.
But so this way, it actually kind of is giving people an opportunity to get a taste of every single one of these restaurants.
Correct. The event's going to run from Sunday, July 19th through Thursday, July 23rd. The restaurants have the opportunity to provide their offerings at either lunch, dinner, or both. And our handy-dandy little charts that we have on our Facebook page will let people know when the places are open, and also what items they're going to be offering this year for the Taste event.
Well, and the cool thing, and the thing that's the same, as all their offerings are $5 or less, as they have been.
Correct.
Right, exactly.
The difference is, though, if you have your tokens left over, save those for next year's event, because you'll need cash or whatever for this
exactly.
year.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll do cash or card, whatever the restaurant accepts. And it's everything is to $5, nothing more than $5. And your tokens will definitely be taken next year. So those will remain the same. So please hold on to those.
Well, and Craig mentioned the handy-dandy little charts on the Facebook page, Taste of Galesburg Facebook page. It's got everything. I printed them off. It's got what each restaurant is going to be serving, how much it's going to cost, the phone number to contact them. So how will this – is it going to be set up, and are they all going to have like a little outdoor area where you can pick it up, or will you have to go in to pick up, or is it going to vary from restaurant to restaurant?
It will vary from restaurant to restaurant, and it's going to depend on the weather. There will be some of the restaurants, you know, if it's nice out, like it always is on the Taste of Galesburg night, since we sold our soul.
Of course.
the weather's always nice, and they can set up outside if they wish to. For some of the smaller establishments, they'll still be inside.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good thing is, as you said, some will be doing lunch, some will be doing dinner, some will be doing both. So if you find that one thing you want, just go around the block and come back.
Exactly.
Right? Keep going back. I know you mentioned that there's some that it's hard. We talked about how hard it is to do the actual taste, the event on Simmons Street, but some of the restaurants that don't have enough staff is tough to do that. But that's a cool thing this year, that some of those restaurants are going to be participating that aren't normally. And we know we were talking off the air about Coney Island, very small operation. They've got the restaurant, and they've got the other business next door, and it's like it's really hard to do something off-site plus that. But now, again, here they'll be, and you talk about a Taste of Galesburg. That is a Taste of Galesburg.
Right. Definitely. And we definitely have some of our old favorites. We have 21 mm-hmm. restaurants this year that are participating. But we do have some new ones this year. Beans and Things in Knoxville. We have JT Caramel Corn. We have Castle Cream, Lenny's Grill and Subs, McAllister Deli, and Trace Cafe are our new ones this year. So
yeah, we're excited. So, I mean, just to run, I mean, there's a list of 21. I'm going to run down the list because I don't want anybody to get left out.
Yeah.
156 East, Beans and Things, Buddy's, Carriage House, Chard 51, Cherry Street Restaurant and Bar, Coney Island, Craft Butcher and Deli, Hen House Barbecue. They'll be set up here in town, right?
Yes.
Okay. Iron Spike Brewing Company, JT's Caramel Corn, Castle Cream, Knox County Brewing Company, Landmark Cafe, Lenny's Grills and Subs, McAllister's Deli, Packing House, Pizza House, Smokin' Willie's, Trace Cafe, and Whiskey Barrel, all participating starting Sunday the 19th, running through Thursday the 23rd. And again, you got to go to the Facebook page for the Taste of Galesburg, and you can find out. You can see the menu for each. You can see who's participating. You can see their schedule, when they're going to be serving. And I say it looks like a lot of them are serving both lunch and dinner. That's kind of cool.
Yes. Yep. And each restaurant will have signage in their front window or somewhere in the front showing that they are an official participant for the Taste to Go. So,
what's the goal, Craig? Is it to get to every single one of them?
Looking at the menu items, yeah, I'm pretty much looking to be miserable.
I agree with you.
Yes.
I'm with you. Hey, you got
plenty
of
time.
Yeah, you got 4 days or 5 days to do it, right? So
yeah.
Why not? It shouldn't be that hard. Again, some wonderful restaurants here in town. And again, yeah, you want to get a taste of Galesburg. That's what it's all about. Well, anything else that we need to know about what's going on with it this year? And I mean, I know people ask, well, can we tip? Should we tip? Because I don't, you know, usually they're so busy what is going on Simmons Street, I don't think any of them have a tip jar or anything. It's almost impossible. I think in a case like this, maybe you would be able to.
Right.
You're driving by like we've done during this whole carryout thing during the pandemic.
That, of course, I think that would just be up to the person going in there. If they feel the desire to give a tip to the restaurant that's open, hey, they've had a rough year and I'm sure they'd appreciate it.
It's just such a different year. I mean, but in many ways, like you said, it's a little bit easier for you guys. You're not literally physically on the street out there measuring. It's like, okay, this one's going to be here and this is going to be here. And they wanted to move from where they were last year. So we're going to have to move something. None of those headaches this year.
Right? Yeah. It's like a giant Tetris puzzle.
Yes.
But to come again next year, hopefully, right?
Right, exactly.
We hope so.
Yeah, I mean, so as much of a break as it is, and like we said, for the restaurants as well, because it's hard for them, it's going to be nice to get back at it next year, though.
It will be, for sure.
Hopefully. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Taste of Galesburg to go. Sunday, July 19th through Thursday, July 23rd. Again, go to the Taste of Galesburg Facebook page, and that's where you can find all the information. You can find the menus, the restaurants participating. You can find out when they'll be serving, which days, and which meals. And there's a whole little Q&A page. Any of those questions you have are probably going to be answered on the page.
Yeah, we'll be in the register mail also. Mm-hmm. So all the menus and the schedule. And then also just search and look for Taste of Galesburg on Facebook, and you will find everything.
Yeah, and we definitely want to make sure that we thank our partnership with the Galesburg Area Hospitality Association.
Yes.
Without them supporting us, we wouldn't be able to do this year.
Yeah, let me ask about that. You know, in talking with the restaurants, how was that conversation? Were they excited because they, hey, yeah, it's good that we get to do something?
Yeah, it actually was. The Hospitality Association was very generous this year in the fact that they sent out the applications to the different restaurants in Knox County, and they waived all the fees to become members this year, hoping to draw some more people in.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And so it seems like everybody's pretty amenable. It's like, yeah, this might actually work out well this year.
We put the idea out there a long time ago and kind of talked to, you know, the restaurants who had been with Taste of Galesburg for years and said, if this is something we can do, you know, would you be willing to do it? And of course they said yes. So that was way back when everything was still closed. So
how long did it take for the whole thing to come to fruition? It's like, okay, we're set now. Has it been like over this whole time, 3 months, 4 months?
We'll let you know.
Yeah.
When it's actually set, right?
Yeah.
Well, you got a lot of it said anyway. It looks good as is. Again, I think we'll make sure we get a link to your Facebook page on ours as well. And again, sure. Taste of Galesburg Facebook page. It got all the answers you're looking for a Taste of Galesburg to go.
Thank you for having us.
What a great idea.
Thank you.
Deb, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Good to see you.